Prepping Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Rome 10th edition, and I'm in company of Eric Martin Dashbacken, director of Returning Home Screening Hearing Competitions. Hi, Eric. So how is it going so far here in Alice nella Città?
Well, I'm enjoying Rome. It's my first time here, so it's a beautiful festival, and I'm very, very glad that my film is being screened there. It's a huge honor, and it's been good so far.
So first feature film, you told me in another meeting we had that you worked on it with your brother.
Yeah, well, I wrote the screenplay I think in 3 days when I was 23 years old, and we just, you know, I said to myself, let's make this film, and I think 6 months after that we were shooting it, and it's now been, you know, 2 or 3 years since we shot it, and it's still something special for me, you know, remembering how we did it in 13 days in the mountains in Norway. It was really cold, but also really rewarding making the film. So it's something special, and especially doing it with my brother. It's it's about brotherhood, the film itself. So it's an interesting link between the brothers in the film and between the camera as well.
Could you describe for our listeners the film? Give a brief introduction.
Sure. It's about a father who returns home from Afghanistan. He has served there for almost a year, and while being away, he's the oldest brother. It's two brothers, and also it's a mother there as well. But she's sick, so the oldest brother has to take care of his family while his father is away. When the father is coming home, he goes out for a hunt in the mountains, and he doesn't come back as is promised. So the two brothers has to go out and look for him. So it's about the searching for a father in many different ways, kind of, yeah.
Physical search and metaphorical search,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
And speaking of, it's also a search for reference points, at least from what I think about it. I mean, because I was thinking that, I don't know if that's your opinion, that maybe you grow up in the moment that you become an adult, in the moment in which you see your parents also, your parents' imperfection and humanities, and also when you see that they're not invincible. What do you think?
Yeah, it's, you know, coming of age, you know, going from being a child, becoming an adult. It's a strange thing, you know, and you know, you look at the world a bit different when you realize that the world can be, or life itself can be difficult, and it can be sad, it can be funny as well. It's you have all these emotions that's part of life, and that you experience different things that's not that you know, good or happy. It's part of life to encounter these things and to deal with it. So it's about, you know, understanding what's life about, and what and the importance of, you know, family relations, and also brotherhood, and, you know, or sisterhood as well. So I think it's a universal film in that sense. So yeah.
And speaking on brotherhood, the relationship between the two brothers also changes, because at first it's a typical, let's say, older brother and a little brother situation, where the little one is used to have, you know, this idea of this father, perfect father, and then the older brother who's already always taking care of him. And because of some happenings that you don't want to spoil, obviously, he becomes an adult, or he takes another role in the relationship, and he takes care, let's say, of his older brother.
Well, that's the essence of the film. It's about, you know, the change, especially the youngest brother. He's most interesting to me, at least, because he's got this, you know, this arc of you know, the evolving from being a child to becoming a youth, or adult as well. So it's very interesting to see him change throughout the film, and also the balance between the two brothers, how it's changing throughout the film, and how the little brother in the end has to take care of the oldest brother. Sometimes that's how it ends, and how it's, you know, becomes, because we have to help each other, you know.
And why did you choose that setting? I mean, the mountains are sort of another protagonist, and they're, yeah, like sort of involving the story and surrounding the protagonist, and It started in a sort of metaphysical way. I don't know, because...
Well, I wanted to make a film that, you know, this only, well, it's more than four characters in the film, but it's nearly just a family, you see. So it's... I wanted to make something, a world that's not a, that's a bit universal and also a bit, you know, almost like a fairy tale, kind of, because of the, you know, make a, it's something, it's very... It's very, the nature is very, you know, it's always been there, so it's very, I don't know, organic and natural, all the things that's also, you know, forcing the brothers to make choices throughout the film. So it's a very interesting, you know, backdrop for the film, I think. So it's, it was kind of, you know, it started with the nature, I think, you know, man versus nature is something I've always been, you know, interested in. So it's... it was an easy choice to make that, you know, that a part of the film, and also the spiritual part of, you know, nature. It's it can be beautiful, and it can also be quite harsh and you know, difficult, you know, facing all those obstacles. So yeah.
And let's talk about what we already discussed this morning about the your film being present in a shortlist for the Oscar from Norway. And what do you think? Are you expecting it? And what are you expecting next?
Well, I wasn't expecting it. That's a fact, because well, it's a small film and it's a cheap film in terms of the budget. So it was a huge surprise for me, and it was also very funny because it was, you know, a happy thing because it got a boost. You know, people, you know, noticed it, and it got, you know, people wanted to see it. More people wanted to see it, so it's a good thing, and it's a very nice thing because it's make me, you know, believe that I've done something right with the film, and that people like it, as well as, you know, being selected for the Rome Film Festival as well. It's very good for a small film like that. So it's yeah, it's very good. And I'm working on a new project now. It's a new feature film that's it's very different than this one. It's not that personal, but it's more entertaining, kind of. It's yeah, it's an action thriller, actually, taking place at, this one is taking place in nature as well, but it's more like extreme, you know. It's about three ex-soldiers that has to go, or have chosen to go down into a cave on Abyss to discover what's inside it, because it's got this, you know, history behind it. So it's more like it's a darker, more entertaining, like it's not that emotional and sad, but it's more scary, and, you know, yeah. So it's something different, but it's I'm quite, you know, excited to do it, and I'm looking forward to do it.
So, Eric, good luck for Turning Home, and good luck for your future project and for the Oscar, obviously.
Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.